Rock legend and Rochester native Lou Gramm announced recently he is retiring from his solo career. The former Foreigner lead singer's powerful voice was part of the soundtrack of the 1980s, with hits like Urgent, Cold as Ice, and Waiting for a Girl Like You launching him to stardom. After that, Gramm's solo career won critical acclaim and put him on the top 40 charts once again. WXXI's Beth Adams talked to Gramm about his future plans and his decision to stop touring with his solo band.
So we hear that you are ending your solo career. Lou, what does that mean exactly?
Well, when I left Foreigner in 2003, I put together my own band, and I've been playing with various versions of that band on and off since last week. And I decided that I've been doing this for over 45 years, and we have a little one at home, and I wanted to spend time at home with Robin and my baby girl's name is Luciana.
I hear she's beautiful. She's about a year old now?
A year and 3 months. She's a little redhead, and she's feisty and sweet and so much fun to be around.
Oh, that's a great reason to want to stay home. Was it at all a difficult decision for you, Lou, after all those years?
You know what? I thought it would be, but I've talked to some professionals in sports and stuff, and they tell me that they knew when it was time, and it wasn't because their skills were diminished. They just knew it was time to change courses.
Your wife Robin hinted on Twitter that this could be maybe paving the way for something else. This is not the end of your career as a musician, right?
No, I don't think so. No, I'm still going to be doing occasional shows with Foreigner, and there's other configurations. I do a show as a guest vocalist with Asia, and there's a few other things that pop up every now and then. You know, there's these things that where there's orchestras and a rock band that play your hits and you sing with an orchestra as a background.
Oh, that sounds great.
It is. It's you know, I've done them over in Europe. They've been doing them over in Europe for about 20 years. And it's stunning how interesting it sounds. That kind of thing sounds real interesting on Jukebox Hero and things like Cold as Ice and stuff. You know, even the heavy songs sound good with strings behind them. Just like if I have to compare it to something, I Am a Walrus, the way the Beatles did that with the orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds very cool.
So where do those shows happen?
They happened in Europe. I did 2 weeks with a number of guest singers, like Simple Minds and the Pointer Sisters, Michael McDonald. I think there were about 15 or 20 singers, and they had one really good backup band, you know, guitar, bass, drums, keyboard, and then they had the Brussels Symphony Orchestra.
I wonder if you called RPO if they would do it here.
I've talked to Jeff Tysik.
Yeah.
He said that because they're all union, it would cost me more than what the ticket sales would amount to.
Well, I know you have so many local fans. I have to represent the local fans because Rochester, we love to claim you as ours.
I mean, who else could I be? Who else could I be, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So where can fans see you perform locally? I mean, the last time I had the pleasure of seeing you perform live was at the Jazz Festival, I think, a few years ago.
Yeah, that was a fun show. Wow, was that good.
Yeah, it was. So, but that was with your solo band, right?
Yes, it was, yes. So if I perform, it'll be with Foreigner. They do, there's the Foreigner Then and Now tour, where he has his current band, and then the original band plays for an hour.
Foreigner, your co-founder, Mick Jones, you and he healed whatever rift was there a few years ago, right? Do you still keep in touch with him a lot?
Oh, yeah, very, very much so. Yeah, we're on very good terms, and it's good that it's that way for everybody.
Do you ever get tired of singing the classic stuff?
I do not. I enjoy it, and the band behind me really inspires me. You know, if they're in the pocket and they're playing as they should, I really have a lot of fun still doing it. And I'm very blessed to still be able to do it.
Do you write music anymore?
I still do, yeah.
Are you working on anything now?
I have a few little tidbits that I'm working on, massaging them into a song. But Beth, I'll tell you what I am doing. Back in the days when I did my solo albums, you know, I put 10 songs on the album. There are probably 13 songs, and the other three weren't finished. And so those songs would be not put on the album. So between my two solo albums and Shadow King, there's about another album's worth of songs that were never finished. And what I'm doing is finishing them three at a time and putting them where they can be downloaded.
Looking back now, as you stand here 45 years later, what were the most special moments to you? Do you have a time in your career where you were the happiest?
Well, I honestly think I think some of the most special moments were fairly early on in Foreigner's life when we were not a new band, but like when we had one album under our belt. We played Cal Jam 2.
Yeah.
And that was about 500,000 people. And before we went to Cal Jam 2, we were in the studio recording the Double Vision album. And we just finished up Hot Blooded when we were asked to close the show on Cal Jam 2. And we agreed to. And in our set, we played all the songs from the first album. You know, we covered a Beatles song. We covered a song by a blues singer, Betty Wright. And we had no more songs. And the crowd was shouting out, one more, you know. it was such a sea of people. You could, as far as your eyes could see to the horizon, was people. So here we are huddled backstage going, we don't have one more. So Mick comes up with the idea, let's play Hot Blooded. I says, Nick, I've only got one verse. He says, then sing it three times. So I did.
So it was Hot Blooded was still being developed?
Yeah, it hadn't been heard before.
Wow.
And it brought the house down. it was insane. They loved it. And so we knew that song was going to be strong when we released it, and it certainly was.
Baby Luciana, do you sing to her?
I do, and she loves it. She loves it. And she comes up to me with her books that you press buttons, and they play songs, and wants me to sing along with them.
Aw.
Yeah, she's a little doll. I love her so much.
Lou Graham, I hope that we see you soon on a local stage doing the thing that you do best.
I would never say that won't happen. You know, if I have friends from my current band that are playing, I may go over there and jam with them a little bit. You know, I'll never say never. And I hope that my fans in Rochester, I'm able to perform for them too again.
And I know they want to see you. Lou Graham, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Beth.